Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 36.
Hey.
Nice. Well done. I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, Ryan.
Max Smith.
Hello there. Clap, Tom.
Sorry.
And Tom Looney.
Looney.
Hello.
Looney. Looney. Looney.
Ryan, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
That was a question.
Oh, he's buying time.
I don't know why I would never expect this question. Went to London yesterday with Stephen.
The day before.
Monday with Stephen.
Yeah.
To shoot your thing.
Shoot my enemy.
That was really fun.
Ryan carries a few rounds for me and I just blasted someone into Clapham Junction.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Into Clapham Junction.
Yeah, so get back on the train, mate. Yeah.
They're on the boundaries of Clapham Junction.
It's the area I rule.
Nice.
Distance.
Yeah. Stephen was filming something and I tagged along just to, you know, observe.
I love the detail in this.
be there, you know, be around.
Yeah.
A bit of a, not disaster when we turned up and the hotel, well, it wasn't a disaster at all.
No. I gave Ryan my first class ticket because I'm so kind like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was really nice to be
And
fair.
It took you this long to remember that? That's like a big thing in your life.
Yeah, he's busy focusing on the disaster.
No.
I say about this disaster.
It wasn't a disaster.
It's unmitigated disaster.
It wasn't a disaster at all. The train was fantastic. Never ridden first class before.
You never will again.
And a few bevs and a salad. So.
Yeah, what?
You had a salad?
A few beers, yeah. I had the green salad, I think it was called.
I told him not to order that.
Yeah, everything you could have picked, you could have had a fucking salad.
You could have had afternoon tea.
And Jesus. I mean, I'm with beer as well, like beer and a salad.
Yeah. He was a mess when he got off. Stoke. Get out.
You are, Sam.
That was the disaster. You were at the wrong station.
Disaster for some. Yeah. Blessing in disguise for us.
But when I sat down, the woman came up to me and she was like, "You do know this is first class, right?" And I was just like, "Yes."
And you pretty woman did, didn't you?
Yeah, she was like,
"You're
right.
A pretty woman." Can I have a salad?
Did you let her get away with it? Because I would have really kind of called
No,
her.
No, she just asked if I wanted a drink. And I said, could I get a beer, please? And she bought me two. So...
She bought them.
Did she know it was first class?
She really made up for that first mistake.
Yeah.
Well done.
Straight to the buffet, cat.
Did you bring your own salad?
No.
Egg salad. Ryan's egg salad. This is first class, guys.
Eat what I want.
And we got to the hotel and then you forgot to book.
I'd booked you a room.
Yeah.
And then they went, oh, that's not till the 15th of November.
Yeah.
Like, what? So I'd booked one for 2 weeks on Monday instead of the actual Monday.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, the only room we have is the King Suite.
Ah, bollocks.
Oh, bollocks. Shit.
Yeah.
So Ryan got the King Suite.
Really?
Yeah. I did offer the King Suite to you.
I was too miserable to take it.
First class and a King Suite.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Meanwhile, I was knocking on every room. Okay, you are in, right. 5 a.m. I got to bed.
Yeah.
The janitor's closet.
It was a gorgeous room. You can imagine.
I can only imagine.
What I like about this is at the beginning, Ryan was going, what did I do? Which means this meant nothing to
but
you, Ryan.
In my head, sorry, this is like Friday
this
or
is nothing,
Saturday.
Yeah.
So
even then, we saw you.
What do you mean?
On Friday, we were there.
But a lot happened.
We mean nothing to you, mate, do we?
This is outrageous.
Are we going to cut this?
Yeah,
lay off the fucking skunk,
What have we done this week, Ryan? It's been a disaster.
It's been shit. It's not.
Did you get the first class back?
No.
Yeah, we got an earlier train.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
standard class.
Banted all the way home. Yeah. It was raucous, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did.
Ryan spilled his fruit down his top and it looked like a cum stain.
Yeah. Pretty embarrassing.
He spilled the fruit juice on his crotch.
Yeah. Well, I opened it with one of those watermelon and mango pots and I peeled it open and then I turned it upside down to read the label stupidly.
Oh, for God's sake.
Fucking spilt it all over my crotch.
That's horrendous.
And then when I went to eat a bit of kiwi, it just spilt down my top. So
he'd only just got over his wet crotch and he picked up and then he just goes. It's good fun, though.
Yeah, that was a great trip. Great trip.
These are the trip. Now, on Friday, Ryan, myself, Max, Tom, Joe and Cam came to TGI Fridays.
Yes, she did.
I thought it'd be great to have a podcast night out.
Beautiful.
And you and Brilliant. Dave would be there as well.
Yeah.
It's the only way I could do it. Dave wasn't there because he was ill.
Ill.
Mad. Always happens on Fridays when he's busy.
Yeah.
You get that checked out. But we saw you in action.
Yeah.
You were a hard worker.
Really disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought you were a hard worker. I thought, yeah, you just looked like you didn't want to be there.
Well, it's
your energy wasn't good.
It's true.
Your energy was good. It was just the pizzazz.
I felt like you resented me.
You refused my tip.
I didn't. I didn't. Yeah, no, I didn't want to be there. Especially when you all came in, you know.
Yeah.
It's jealous, if anything. But it was nice to see you, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
When, someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Not that I don't talk to people at work, I just...
Yeah. Sounds like you do.
A lot of the staff were dressed up for Halloween. You went as, what was it?
Just myself, just took my waistcoat and my tie off.
Yeah. Reverend Killjoy.
But everyone on the bar did that. No one on the bar dressed up, other than one.
Yeah.
There was just two of you weren't dressed up, weren't there?
You had like a makeup frown on your face.
Made you a margarita.
Yeah.
Made you an espresso martini.
Was that what it was?
Did you have to pay full price?
Fortunately, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No friends, what's it called?
Yeah, it's
friends.
No discounts.
No friends. Apparently.
Real company man.
Well.
And yeah, refused a tip.
Yeah.
Throw a tenner at him. Probably why.
It's hard with cocktails because I can't knock off any. They're all the same.
You knocked off a few things as you made it. You were crying at one point.
Tried to do a coin trick and got a 50p jammed in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's true.
That was fun.
You know when you put the 50p on your elbow and you have to like
shop it in.
Great for the podcast, that, Ryan. And then you
ding ding.
That was rude, wasn't
Sorry.
It?
Yeah,
it was very crass.
What are you doing with that 50p?
Queen's nose. Brown nose in your
stinky.
Tom, what have you been doing? You've been driving. The girl's wild.
Yeah.
But about Stephen, I have been driving.
Yeah.
I'm pretty. I had a six-hour lesson the other day.
What?
Yeah, a long one.
6 hours?
Stuck in traffic?
No, it was a lot. Because
that'd be so bad.
That's long.
Booked my test at the same when the test came available.
Yeah.
Because obviously with COVID, there's been a backlog. So they just had to fit the hours in as they could. So it's cramming
a lot in. Did you get to break? Like, have a break? Not in the car, no. Shut up, Ryan.
Had a small break in the Tesco car park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to look at a little pair of saucy pots. Doggers.
Yeah.
Be around the bush.
But you could have bought saucy pots.
No, because you have to buy the sauce and the pot and then pour it in.
Mm. Sauce pots?
Just
sauce
had some, I had a banana and some...
Is it banana, right?
A couple of some.
Yeah. How are you eating that banana?
Kind of
that stays in. That stays in, Max.
We could use that on context nicely.
So 6 hours.
Yeah, I'm pretty ready now to pass my test, I think.
Yeah.
Not that I will pass the test, because, you know, a small thing can fuck you.
Small child. No, can't fuck you. I mean, you just drive into one of them. You can't just drive in.
That's staying in.
We all do it. We'll just do some fun combinations.
Mutually assured destruction.
We're safe, Ryan. Okay? We're safe.
Yeah.
Crumbs.
Third time lucky on my tests.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Finally got one of the buggers.
Now it's your turn to do it, Ryan.
Just stressed, don't let stress get to you.
That was
my problem.
Chingo, stressed, don't let stress get to you. Stressing him out.
Have you been driving much recently?
Not really. I've not been around the car.
No. We could go driving together.
Could do, yeah.
And then do a race,
yeah.
Aaron's just bought a car, so I'm insured on.
Yeah, it's a thing, really quick.
Driving that around.
Three-way race.
I stop.
What's wrong? I was just saying Aaron's bought a car.
Didn't I?
So,
didn't ask. I was supposed to talk about a drag race.
And I'm insured on it, so...
I was, your car to drag race.
I was going
to
try... Oh.
That's Aaron's car. They'd be drag racing someone else's car, mate.
Yeah. Oh. Disrespectful.
Rule one of the road, that.
Yeah. Now to Max.
Hello.
Max, what's changed in your life this past week?
I've learned how to make chips, like the
You're
three
a Gymshark athlete. Yeah,
yeah. Hooray!
Let's keep that sponsorship alive.
I just need to cut that.
We're excited about the chips. But yeah, who would have thought, eh? Gymshark athlete.
Yeah.
You're not Gymshark.
Do you know what?
Imagine there was a crisis meeting over the weekend.
You know, 100% it must have been.
So what does that mean?
Now? Well, they've messaged me and said, do you want to come and to our headquarters and we'll sort of do some stuff together.
Strategize.
Yeah. They did then say Stephen could come along as well. But, you know.
It's not my thing.
Yeah. So.
Did you say no?
When I say that, I mean, gymming is fun, but I mean, it's Max's thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's a lot of people that deserved it a lot more.
Yeah.
But.
Three of them are sat here. Carol the cleaner. Anyone else, pretty much.
Well, one thing that really annoyed me was somebody put, there's athletes that deserve this more.
Yeah.
That I can agree with. Mm. Then you put not some fat guy from YouTube, which A, annoyed, like, you know, that's annoying. But then
some people just say it,
an Olympian liked it.
Wow.
And then was complaining that she didn't get it.
Oh, well, fuck like, you, yeah. Fucked. What sport does she do?
Throwing something?
Yeah, throwing a tantrum to the bitch. So aggressive.
But yeah, it's, you know, you put something online, you know what people do. It's always, course. You know, can be hijacked.
But hey, you know, body of an athlete.
But no.
No.
Don't confuse yourself.
Certified people's athlete.
No.
The people's champion.
Certified.
Yeah, baby.
You've got to go to the headquarters first.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can't be asked.
Get crowned. Yeah. I wonder what the ceremony's going to be.
What
were
you
like.
Thinking? There's a throne. this way, sire.
Oh, I have to walk up the fucking stairs.
Cape and a staff.
It'd be great if the throne's like a Stena stairlift that just takes me to the top. The thing is, I didn't know.
Only
really
the best athletes use this.
An Instagram page called Puberty, don't know what it is.
Yeah.
They shared Gymshark's tweet and they said, look at the wholesome replies. And your reply was in there. It was one of the wholesome replies. And that had over 100,000 likes on Instagram.
Fucking hell.
So,
madness.
Yeah. It's a bit wrong.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a you know, hopeful Olympian, just do better.
Yeah.
I can say, just do better.
Yeah. When you're up against more obstacles than, you know.
Yeah. If you got Gymshark giving you a handout, you're going to lose your drive. Yeah. Just do better.
Yeah. It's not about likes either or shares.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I know, but like, surely you'd want to do it on your own back,
yeah,
as opposed to.
No, I think you'd be grateful for the funding. Absolutely.
I doubt I'll get funded.
Well, I mean,
I hope you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
But what would you be funded to do?
You just spend it on food, man.
Yeah. They're not going to fund that.
No, they might do.
It'd be something they'd probably want.
I'm going to sit down with them. I'll say, this is what the people want.
I may be coming to that meeting actually. Stand in the corner. Gymshark advent calendar.
I don't know how to make potatoes, you know, like proper this week, so
yeah,
I could probably take that with me.
Yeah.
What, as a it's like an offering to them?
Yeah.
Gymshark potatoes.
I've made a casserole.
I've made gems.
Anyway, congratulations.
Yeah,
well done.
Thank you.
What else have we got going on? Riding in first class, yeah.
What about yourself? What have you been up to?
Hey!
Filming, did that. That was fun. Got another one on Friday. And next week I've got two more. Then I'm done, baby. It's back to How to Be Stormzy Part 3.
Yes.
It's now time for a lovely little ad read.
Ooh.
It's by Manscaped. Yeah,
hey.
You guessed it. Attention listeners across the galaxy. Our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation of brand new lawnmower 4.0.
Wow.
Kick your pubes to the next planet. Which planet would you kick them to?
Saturn.
Uranus would have been funnier. Never mind, mate.
Saturn.
Favourite planet.
Is it?
Yeah. Just looks cool, doesn't it?
More of that later. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming.
Ooh!
Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, and get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code STP20. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker. It's like having a little astronaut to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. Not your rear. Get it out of there. Don't put it in your nose after that. Mm. It stinks of shit. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof. Oh, great. So when you're in the, you know, in the shower, Ryan, just cutting those pubes off your cock and then your ear, you can do it knowing that it won't explode.
Oh, that's
fantastic. Your cock might, with the excitement over this great technology.
That is good.
I may have gone off script once or twice today. Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver ball deodorant and the Crop Reviver to help your little planets be on their A game while feeling the sun's heat. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. Boxers and a shed travel bag. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STB20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code STB20 at manscaped.com. Your dick and balls need some help.
Yes, they do.
Oh. What a line.
It is. Said Ryan on Friday.
Is that really necessary?
I thought so.
For listeners at home, I just gave Ryan a little slap. Yeah. I was going for a high five. High 10 even. You're a high 25-6. Shit. Yeah. Let's go for some news.
Ooh.
Halloween. Someone sent me a picture and they were dressed as Max and me.
Really?
There's a guy in a striped black and grey jumper.
Wow.
And she had a bucket hat and glasses on.
Just a striped jumper.
Yeah. It was.
Were they a couple?
I don't know, mate. I don't know why I'm getting into the relationship of it.
No, I'm just thinking.
It's a bit weird, mate.
Oh, kids.
Calm it down.
Yeah. I didn't know, did I?
Trying to make a move.
Said people. I just thought they were, you know.
You got any more pictures?
Kids out.
Well done, Gymshark. Nice. New kids' names for Gymshark.
I've tried them all.
Scottish shots. Yeah. Scottish shots, please.
Not available in shops. Come to my house.
Mesh vests.
I need measurements on these pictures.
Drink up. I also saw a video of these kids going round with the parents. They're young kids. I think it was in America. And they had a card reader for trick or treat.
Oh, my
God.
No.
A card reader.
That's mad.
If kids came to the door... let's exclude Matt from this. Might have to take a few snaps from me, Jim Shannon. What a treat indeed. With a card reader, I just have to say fuck off to the kids.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
Trick.
It's more the parents I'm disgusted at, because the kids don't have a bank account, they don't have cards.
Yeah.
It's just the parents making money.
That's horrific.
I mean, as a trick or treater, from, you know,
as a professional trick or treater.
From what I remember,
I've been a member for 5 years.
Really,
I'm well placed to speak on this.
Rarely ever got money. So, I mean, it's not something I was expecting.
What'd you do it for?
Yeah.
Huh?
Did you do it for the experience? Like,
for yeah, I did it for the sweets.
Yeah.
Big time.
You like a few sweeties?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What's your favourite sweetie?
Harry Bows.
Really? What, single just, Harry Bows?
Quite a large range.
Yeah. Just, I was thinking...
So your favourite sweet is a selection
really
of sweets.
I really like drumsticks, actually, but they weren't around when
it's I was... It's not Harry Bows.
They weren't. They were around long before...
Squashies, that's what I meant.
I meant squashies! No. Go back to your cupboards and get squashies. I don't want drumsticks.
Why are you doing your James Ormond impression?
You're very similar.
What the fuck's a squashy?
Like drumsticks, but...
For pedos.
Squash your cock off.
That's you in the gym changing rooms just when you mush up against people. This one's real narrow.
Man, looks like a flump.
Watch out for the squashies.
Anyway.
Yeah,
that's shit, that.
Yeah, proper shit.
Dirty parents, I think. Speaking of horror shows, Tommy Fury and Jake Paul have agreed to fight.
Ooh,
biff, wallop. I couldn't care less, but I could. But in terms of boxing, we've got to the stage where people are thinking Jake Paul's the favourite. Well, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tommy Fury could have been something. He's built like a brick shit house, but he's not a very good boxer.
No.
Tom, can I get your hot take on that?
On the fight?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me if Jake Paul won.
Oh!
Well,
I mean, he's not going to take on a fight that he's definitely going to lose.
No,
Tommy's not very good. But
what does he do after this if he loses to Jake Paul? Just got to hang up your gloves. That's what his family
is going to dump him instantly.
Yeah,
but you know, I think he's definitely he must be thinking that I've not got my career in boxing is going to can only go so far anyway. Yeah. He's already built enough of a life outside of it.
Is it a massive bag?
I think it's at least $1 million. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I'd do it.
Is that pre-tax, post-tax? Yeah.
You'd do it.
For a quarter
for a million?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fight someone in a ring for $1 million. The pots are worth $1 million. But he'll make loads of money from it anyway.
No, he's getting $1 million at least.
Yeah. Oh, it's not like 100%.
Is there a
big demand for Ryan to fight Jake Paul? No, I can't.
But I'd do it.
Yeah. Gymshark could... That could be a series.
We could do it,
to a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We move on to just the athlete and his great segment.
Max's football round.
Max.
Hello.
Football news that involves football. This one is a real juicy talking point.
Oh.
Your great friend Jeff Stelling. He's presented the Gillette Soccer Saturday.
And he's quitting.
Yeah, after 25 years.
And his words were, I paraphrase, but he wants somebody else.
I didn't touch her. And I wasn't racist. They can do stuff in the edit, you know.
But sort of like Hartlepool accent.
Yeah. Exactly what I was going to say as well.
Hartlepool poet could take over.
Yeah.
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 You don't know him.
Literally.
But when you see his work, you'll go, imagine him doing the football scores that rhyme.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, I've just clocked you.
Sorry.
Good. Just for those viewers who don't know the Hartlepool poet.
Those of you.
Is that a joke?
Literally. Honestly.
Yes. Honestly.
Literally.
Literally.
It's a classic callback.
Is it the improv poet who ended everything in literally.
Okay.
And he was on Judge Rinder?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Or Judge Rinder's back gave away in one book. Literally.
He was on Judge Rinder.
Anyway, Max, who would you get to take over the...
Just somebody that loves football, probably.
More specific, please.
God, there's so many out there.
Yeah.
Yes, Tom, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be good. I think Tom would be good at it.
Yeah, I think
obviously,
it would.
I'd say you, but I think you've got other stuff going on.
I've got
other stuff going on, mate.
Yeah, but you know, this is big time, isn't it? You love football 24/7.
Yeah,
you'd love that.
I don't think I'd be very good.
Sure,
I would like to do more football stuff, but at the moment I'm not doing anything.
So. Yeah, but so I'm saying you can have this.
It's quite easy to do more then.
Yeah, whose fault is that? You know, let's be honest.
Not mine.
Footballs.
Yeah.
I'm saying you have this and you can do football 24/7.
Yeah, could do some stuff.
I reckon they'll go for a woman, you know.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Put on a wig?
Yeah, I could do that.
You don't have to put on a wig.
Yeah.
Don't put on a wig?
Women can have short hair, mate.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And beans. Yeah.
Water pig. Now we go to a new segment.
Ooh.
This has been asked for a long time by a certain member of this quartet.
Oh.
Let's enjoy it.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yes, welcome to Tom Looney Celebrity Gossip. the new segment which sees Tom give us the in-depth look on the world of Hollywood and all the celebs. Tom, this week we saw Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson holding hands at the weekend. What's going on there?
Who's Pete Davidson?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Okay, now it's time for another segment. We love it. Let's enjoy. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'll be quite surprised, to be honest.
Just going for your ear.
Just give me a wet willy.
No, I was going like that.
Just oh, yeah.
Got me again.
The abuse.
I'm so sorry.
The government and their hilariously inept search for Dorothy and her friends.
I like to be rogue, because then if I get it right, I feel real proud. United Kingdom.
America.
It's America.
Pathetic.
But you know, it's a funny story.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You're going to tell it?
Yeah. So in the 1980s, the Navy were getting reports of homosexuals in the Navy talking about referring to each other as friends of Dorothy.
Yeah. Right.
and they thought that Dorothy was a real woman who had a network of gay spies that she had sent into the Navy.
Right.
So they spent and I'm talking tens of millions of pounds, to train people to act gay, go into gay clubs and try and suss out who this Dorothy woman was. This went on for years until they realised it was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
and it was just slang.
Can't believe they believe.
That's crazy, that.
Code. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Little code. Spent tens of millions of taxpayer dollars on.
Done with that.
God, yeah.
It'd be great to have like an army of gay spies.
Yeah. It would, yeah. Do you want to work on that, Ryan?
Together?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's do it.
I think you wanted to do it by yourself, didn't you?
Mm. I mean, I was kind of implying that.
Gagging in, mate.
Stick a GoPro on your head. Can make it a little video.
Yeah.
Then try and... I don't know if that would work.
Some good content.
A bit obvious, isn't it? Yeah. Sort of spies a fucking GoPro. The next James Bond.
Sponsored by GoPro.
Just in my Casino Royale, except he's wearing a fucking GoPro.
Doesn't realise they can all see the screen. Pocket aces.
Are any of you gay?
It's not the only pocket I've got. I've got one with a hot hog in. Anyway.
That was a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's a good story.
It's not Bouncy Castle, is it, mate?
Could
next
be.
Week, bring that in. Okay. Let's have Ryan's favourite segment.
Ooh.
Libel Sauce.
Yeah. It's my favourite
segment. May have possibly done this one before, but who gives a fuck?
Jesus.
Syrup. Just syrup.
Oh, God, Ryan! Sure. Lovely.
Fuck! Forget it, Ryan. Forget it. It's a one-word segment. Just syrup. Your favourite segment and you've shafted it.
There's three-week ban.
Lots of types.
Shut up! Shut up! Are we talking syrup for my coffee?
Oh my God, stop talking. Stop beating the segment.
I mean, you want to say there's different types.
Damn it, Tom! Damn it!
And you go with the syrup.
3 week back.
That in itself has different types of syrup.
Max?
Sticky?
Nah.
Really colourful segment there.
Banned. Well done, guys.
Oh, no.
Well done.
So you meant like golden syrup.
Shut up, mate. Shut up.
The fuck?
Bloody love
just that. Whatever comes to your mind when I say syrup.
Being a dead horse here.
Sorry, I thought the segment had been like...
No.
I thought we'd ruined it. That's why I kind of...
No.
You ruined it when you sort of buttered in.
Because you started saying loads of words.
So I was just quipping.
Yeah, love that.
Anyway, let's slag off a podcast. Pile of shite. This week, we're taking down That Picture Podcast.
You seen it?
I saw the first
the
initial...
trailer.
Yeah, the trailer.
I saw the first 10 seconds of it. Yawn. They're going to give ASMR a run for the money.
Yes, lad. God, talk about shit beards.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If I wanted someone with a beard to talk about films, I'd watch an old episode of the Stephen Tries podcast. Yeah. A really old one when it was good.
Yeah, That Picture Podcast.
What a name as well. As if people are going to be around the water cooler going, oh, have you heard That Picture Podcast?
Yeah.
No one's going to reference it to the mates, you fool.
Yeah. And if you shorten it, it's That PP. And nobody wants to hear that. Or see or smell it.
This is really good. Come on, Tom.
Who's on it?
Only Joe McGrath. Cameron Green and Adam Brown is actually really good on
he's
the
like the funniest
he
part of it
holds it together
yeah.
He's professional, he knows, he's a good talker.
What's interesting is that he sits in between Joe and Cameron.
It's, you know, instead of a thorn between two roses,
yeah.
It's an intellectual between two dunces.
It's like a sandwich if you had lovely ham in the middle and then just got two turds.
That's
two
it,
dirty turds.
It's ironic because his surname's Brown and yet he is the green in it.
Yeah,
it's the life.
Yeah.
And Cameron's the brown, and Joe is just the
more brown.
Literal shit.
But worse kind.
God, pictures
rubbish.
As well, boring.
Who calls it the pictures? It's the movies.
Yeah.
It's going to the movies.
Did they even come up with the name themselves?
Probably not. I suggested cinnamon, you know.
Yeah. Cinnamon, that's good.
The first thing that came to mind. Yeah. Like that.
Cinnabon.
Yeah, nice. Cinnabon.
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 Yeah.
God.
Should we start that one?
Not only is that a great podcast, but, you know, something that you could yell out in, you know, if there's an issue.
But it's quite ambiguous, though.
Yeah.
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
Like, there's a bomb. I've just seen one. Yeah. Where? Oh, I don't have time.
In a movie?
Speaking of movies.
They just hope that somebody says that every time.
Yeah, they've just got one video out at the moment and it's them trying to name it.
That's what I mean. I thought it was, yeah. That's not.
You know, well done to Adam for having to put up with those.
Yeah, wish you all the best. Yeah. Good luck to you, mate.
Yeah.
It's sad to see Cameron fall that way.
Yeah.
He's been caught in Joe's trap. Sticky, clammy fingers.
Also, he's doing movie stuff on a podcast. I'm fuming at that, actually. Yeah.
Didn't even invite you.
Did he not?
No, he did, but I just didn't reply.
He knew better.
Yeah.
He saw sense, and that's all they'll be making.
Hey!
This week's... touch you with my cock, yeah?
All right.
I'll piss on you.
Great new segment.
Piss on you, little weasel.
Piss on
the
Ryan.
PP.
Piss on you.
That PP podcast.
Yeah. How much can he take this week?
Find out on Patreon.
they'll be calling you Piss Beard after I'm finished with you.
Piss Beard. Scourge of the Seven Seas.
Except you won't be able to shout it because you have a mouthful of piss.
Scourge of his partner.
You got that car yet?
Please don't.
Just having to clink off the back of the ship because they stink.
The propeller! Yeah, I got that.
I wish they'd get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the talking boy. This first one is just one that I've thought of because I'm cool. I saw a video of three guys fitting a smoke alarm, and the camera pans to an old man in the next room who's just watching porn. So my question is, what age do you think you'll just stop caring?
You mean just stop caring what people think?
To the point where there's, you know, three workmen in your house, and one of them is looking at you as you watch porn.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'll ever get to that level.
No.
Unless I was, like, you know, yeah, just a lot older and forgetful, maybe.
Or just horny.
Horny
and forgetful.
Horny.
I think you're going to be such an old horny man.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you're horny now.
Dangerous compliment.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, he is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just say older when I'm a lot older.
Cheers,
say 75.
Nice, nice.
75.
That's, yeah.
Shall we meet up again?
When he's 75.
Yeah. 75. What, 50
talk
years' time?
We'll just watch you
have a just have a wank in front of you. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
He's a man of his word. Okay.
Yeah. All right. 75. If we're doing a podcast, I'll have a wank.
Really sad when I don't turn up.
Set a reminder.
Max.
I think that's the extreme, obviously.
Yeah.
There's part of me that's like, I wish I did have that sort of don't care sort of thing about me.
Yeah.
Just do it in the living room.
Well, maybe not to watch...
Try, but you just can't get it.
Maybe not to watch porn, but there's things that I don't care about at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, like weight and stuff and shit like that. Like, to some people, that's like end all be all sort of thing, but that I don't care about. Watching porn, though, in front of people is, as I say, that's insane to me. I don't think I could ever do that.
Yeah.
Tom?
In some ways, I've kind of stopped caring a bit over the past few years anyway.
You do care. Everyone cares.
No, I do care. But like, in the ways that I still do care, such as, you know, I've never been watching porn when you've come around. I don't think I'll ever get to that place.
That's it, yeah. I think the porn thing is probably the issue here.
Yeah. It's more just, completely not caring what other people think.
I mean, I wonder if this guy ever cared. I mean, what was this guy like? What was this guy like at 30? You know, what was he doing?
Was he in prison?
He sounds like a sex offender.
He wasn't wanking.
He wasn't? No, okay, fair enough then.
Just scrolling through.
Yeah.
Save that for later. That's probably what he's doing.
Yeah.
Sick bastard.
Yeah. I think I care in a healthy way.
Yeah.
So some ways, you know, I wish I didn't care, and that's kind of, you know.
The thing is, that is so sort of detrimental, I think, just to watch porn in front. Like, there's not caring and there's that.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's the ultimate not caring.
Yeah.
What
about you?
I don't know. I care quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll probably care till I die.
What do you do if you walked in on somebody watching porn and they just didn't turn it off? Sure. You walked into Ryan's bedroom.
Here's a different one for you.
Okay.
Along the same lines, though. You walk into Max's room, he's got the VR headset on, he's going to wear. How many hours are you there with him?
I've often thought about this.
Nice.
I'd definitely film it. Yeah. kind of
a bit weird, and then I walk in on you watching that.
have I told you the story about me? I don't know if I have told this story, but we were in Lisbon, and I was so Ryan, James, and Jonathan Hill, a friend of ours, had gone out, gone for a beer or something, and I'm in the hostel with Devin and whoever else, and I was just stood at the window. And it's like the third floor, and you've got kind of a nice view over the garden and the road. Anyway, I see two cats fucking on the top of the wall, proper going for it. And there's a group of people, like, all filming it. And I thought it was a hilarious image because everyone's filming these cats shagging. And then I see them.
Can I finish the rest now?
Go on.
And we're walking back to the hostel, and we've seen all these crowds of people recording this cat shagging. I was like, look at this. And then we just see from the hostel, leaning out the window is Tom recording in his mouth. And I know now that you were just recording, you know, people.
It was more just about that everyone was like filming. I thought, this is
look
funny.
All these weirdos. Look at him. Just got a picture of Tom leaning out.
So you're filming, you're taking a picture
of
Tom?
I'm recording Tom.
Yeah. Wow.
He's recording me, recording them, recording the cat.
Brilliant. You have that.
Yeah, it's somewhere on my phone.
I've got it as well. You know, maybe I'll dig it out.
Maybe we could find some of the people that are filming the cat.
Yeah, do some like interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Little documentary for Netflix.
Amazing. I'm sure they'd love that.
Yeah.
And instead of don't fuck with cats, fuck with cats.
Yeah.
Incredible, we got it.
Fucking with cats.
Yeah. Tom, would you take a card, please? Don't read it, don't look at it.
God,
I've just been a magician.
Nice.
Been an angry magician.
To add more adventure to your love life, your partner is interested in bringing someone to join you during sex. Would you be open to it?
No, I think I would be... I think I'd get a bit too jealous.
You straight away just imagine another man.
Or woman.
Really?
Or woman, yeah. Yep.
What if it was a clone of yourself?
No, leave the clones. Leave the clones.
Just wait. Just have a normal conversation first.
No, honestly, yeah, man or woman, I would just be way too jealous. Yeah.
Oh, really? You're jealous? Yeah. You're a jealous type.
Like John Lennon.
Yeah, I think especially in the bedroom.
Oh.
If it was another man, you know. Be quite jealous. I'm going to say jealous a lot because that's the only emotion I'd be feeling.
Yeah.
And a woman as well.
Horny. Yeah. You'd be jealous.
He'd be feeling jealous and a woman as well. Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. Get to know her name first.
Do you get jealous in life? Like if Aaron's talking to another guy? Or?
No, I don't get jealous when Aaron's, you know, talking with other blokes or whatever. But if I was, you know, if we were all in a room naked, shagging each other.
Have you experienced this?
No, never had a threesome.
Never again.
Well.
Have you?
Had a threesome?
Yeah.
Ask your parents.
Yeah. Max said that.
No. But the fact you say you were jealous, like, has something happened to make you realise you were jealous?
Nothing's happened.
You just know you would be.
Yeah.
You're shaking, aren't you, right now, just the thought of it.
Yeah, the thought of...
You're getting angry.
With other people, having a good time.
Very possessive, aren't you?
Yeah.
God.
I'm not possessive at all. I'm just, if a threesome was to occur... I wouldn't be entirely happy with it.
Be more like a twosome.
You are possessive because the police charge you for possession. shit banter.
Brilliant.
All time for that.
Yeah. What about you, Max?
Would I be into it? Probably not. No, just too much work.
Mm. Wow. Fair.
If I was thinner, who knows?
Just lie there.
Yeah, but then they'll probably just start doing stuff themselves, and I'll just be like, Why don't you go with him then?
That's really sad.
Yes. There's no happy answer to this, is there?
If you, the way you painted that picture was horrible. But you go with him then.
Yeah. Human.
Yes, it's a piece of work. Brilliant.
Going to Ryan's house, and we're going to.
One of you jump on this.
Yeah, probably not. Not at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom.
No comment.
Okay. And
one want another bloke. Doesn't really. It's not for me.
What about if it was a massive orgy?
Yeah.
What then?
Literally the same answer.
Yeah. The lights are off.
Yeah.
No one. You're all in masks.
I've seen Louis Theroux doing
a big orgy.
Done a couple of things where he's gone to like these people that do these orgies. And, I wouldn't want to fuck him.
Yeah.
The weird LA type. Someone definitely gets sacrificed at the end of it.
Yeah.
Funny if Ryan went.
Yeah. And there was a shed sacrificed out by the pool, and there was about 8 people in there. Oh. And I bet it stunk.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't do the threesome.
No, not even with a lady.
I think the fear is I'll just disappoint twice as many people.
Fair.
And then myself.
Would you do a threesome if Erin set it up, but it's you and 2 other guys?
And she just wants to watch.
Yeah.
And she really wants this.
Really,
I want you to be the star. This is all about you.
And the 2 guys have your, a mask of your face. So there's no way to be jealous. They're not clones, but they look like you.
No, I still wouldn't do it.
Wow.
What about if it was they said, you could have any celebrity.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Then who would it be?
I don't think I would.
Barbara Windsor.
Just pick one. You've got to have one. There's no choice.
Alive or dead.
Pick your celebrity. Yeah.
Alive or dead as well.
Pick your celebrity.
Hitler.
God, I don't know.
The hunter from Jumanji.
Who would I want to?
Yeah.
The
Rock.
Mila Kunis. Is that?
Got
a name right before.
It's got names though, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's who you use.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher's fuming.
Yeah. God, he's going to beat you up afterwards.
Yeah. Bring it.
What about you two? Celebrity.
Celebrity, Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
It's a spit roast, I want to see.
Maybe it's spit roast by Danny DeVito.
I imagine Danny in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bit of a Hollywood star. He's not working.
No, he's a busy man.
Yeah.
Probably doing some writing as he's doing it.
Thinking of Demi Lovato, I think.
Yeah. That's what you want.
No.
Two very similar people. Danny DeVito is the main star of Camp Rock.
Tom?
Adele.
Joe Pesci?
There we go.
Adele.
Adele.
Bit of a star.
After 1 year of marriage, you find your partner cheated on you. You have 2 kids to get...
A bit miserable.
Yeah.
Put the kids up for an orphanage.
After 2 years, I'm joking.
Finally, I've done it. How many episodes was that? He had 24 hours of podcasting before Ryan makes a fucking joke. Welcome to the club. Nice to have you.
If women were to get paid menstrual leave, how many
we did
paid
this last week.
I forgot to take it out. Shit, sorry, mate.
It's all right.
After 2 years of menstrual leave.
Should people be dating if they are extremely broke?
Oh, fuck off, Ryan.
Everyone deserves to be happy, Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not everyone.
Well, it was a question. I wasn't making a statement.
Those who can't afford our car.
If you're someone that, say, can't afford rent, you're basically homeless, then... Yeah,
live on the street.
Don't date someone just for somewhere to stay.
Yeah, maybe that's what they mean.
If you don't have any money and you're dating someone, don't go and spend loads of money that you don't have.
Why not?
Really, there doesn't need to be any obstacles. You know, if you're broke,
date anyone you want. Yeah,
and date someone.
This is it.
Yeah,
it's a shit one, Ryan.
Yeah, it's proper shit. I would have put that one down. I wouldn't
Right. Maybe Kim Kardashian, because Zoe likes the Kardashians. There you go. Threesome soul.
Yeah,
and she's rich. Yeah. So she doesn't even have this issue, does
she? Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, should you meet your heroes?
Not my hero.
No, Zoe's.
Should you sleep with your heroes?
Is it not? Yeah. Fair enough.
Never ask that question, do they?
Don't sleep with your hero.
You could have sex with Roger Federer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get Rogered by Roger.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, if you want to do the Rogering, you know, it's up to you. This is your threesome,
I think, right? That would be ace.
Shut up.
Shit joke.
Cut that.
Yeah, it was awful, that, mate.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Yeah. I thought the banana peel was the bottom of the barrel, but no.
No, if you lift that up, you see this. So for listeners at home, we have a packet of brown sugar. Fair trade.
Like a small one that you'd get with a coffee.
Yeah, you get this at like a Starbucks or something. I don't know if they've gone fair trade, but... Mm. It's a sort of thing. Okay.
They're not fair tax straight.
Preaching to it. You're boring you, Tom?
Nope.
Carry on. Us. You get it?
Yeah.
I didn't know what you said, but
yeah. Ryan, what is this to you?
Well, I forgot to bring the object I was going to bring.
Right.
And, that was just in my bag.
It's in your bag. So what is it? I didn't ask.
It's brown sugar. I must have acquired it from work.
Okay. TGI Brown Sugar Place.
Yeah.
Fair Trade Place. Don't answer that question. All right. Stephen, what is this to you?
Never seen that before in my life.
Right. Tom?
This is a trophy I kept after fighting off a small bird.
Right. So, Ryan, I'm guessing it's yours.
Yeah, it is mine. So.
Do you not want to hear my story?
It is mine, because I got it.
You didn't even tell the truth then.
You just said
you got it from the hotel room.
I know. Well, you just said to me to say that it's that I've just lost.
You lied to me.
No, I was saying when Max is out there, we'll pretend you've forgotten the proper one.
So that
he thinks that we've just got this, and then he could think it's Tom's. He could think like this is a last minute one.
Well, right,
we did plan this.
Yeah, we did.
What I didn't plan for was an idiot.
Well,
there was
a
fly in the ointment.
I can only apologise. When you said that...
Because if it was from the hotel room, I would have seen it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before, but that's my
life. Right. See, I thought your truth was about to be...
I did fight off a bird.
Ryan got it from his... Ryan took it home.
Don't apologise, Stephen. Apologise to the audience.
I'm so sorry. I really fucking don't. Don't.
You got to drink that now.
I drink it.
You do have to drink.
I will. I'll drink that.
No, you do have a part of the segment.
Now,
we can't carry this into the next segment. You need to drink that.
We need to be done with it.
Give it a swirl.
Yeah,
otherwise you'll
just,
sugar there.
You'll just leave all the sugar. So give it a swirl and then big proper swirl and then down it. Off you go.
Come on,
down it in one, man.
And
sugar with water. That's crazy, that.
And the rest. And the rest, mate. Come on.
Get the water pig all horny.
Get fucked.
Come on, pour it in.
I don't have sugar with water.
Horny water pig.
Try that one.
Beware of horny water pigs.
At what point am I horny?
Oink.
Don't call me fat, Tom, you skinny bitch.
God, I can't believe that's happened.
What was?
He's sat next to a piece of paper.
Soccer Saturday with this. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Good.
Segment.
Can I only apologise for that?
No,
that
was really bad. You did so far.
Yeah.
Embarrassing story. This is from Tyrone. It's a classic.
What a name.
All enjoy this. In year four, I needed to use the toilet and I was on the brink of pissing. I was adamant to get permission off of my teacher. And rather than just going, I waited with my hand up, eventually pissing my pants. It ran down my leg and all over the floor of the classroom. I had to give it to myself, though. It was very hydrated. I ran to tell the teacher, but as I was telling him, I noticed two of my classmates had started to clean up my piss with wet paper towels. They mistook it for water. And somehow they had no idea that my urine was all over their hands. I ran off to get changed in my PE kit. I'm still friends with one of the girls who cleaned it up, and she has absolutely no idea that on that fateful day, she'd be getting my hydrated urine on her hands. Well done, Tyrone.
It still stinks of piss, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. It won't be as bad.
Yeah, but it still stink of piss.
Year fours aren't like...
Yeah. I don't know much about year fours piss, to be fair.
You were one at one point.
Sometimes piss doesn't smell of piss, though.
Yeah.
Just
Good smell of your in-laws.
Yeah. Thank you, Tyrone. Great story. Keep those coming in. Not just Tyrone.
keep them coming in, Tyrone.
Keep pissing yourself.
Same time next week.
Document it. Maybe film it next time. Maybe some pictures. Cheers, Tyrone. Yeah. Speaking of streak of piss, it's Ryan's crying.
Hey.
Ryan's crying. Ryan's always crying.
Okie dokie. So, got a list of five things. People that don't...
That's my thing, mate.
Sorry. People that don't have certain vegetables, such as mushrooms, celery, courgette, because they don't like it.
Thank you for the examples of vegetables.
Grow up.
Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Courgette.
Why
that's
not?
Clearly a fucking dig at me.
Do you not like courgettes?
I fucking hate courgettes. It made me sick.
I didn't like that, did I?
Well, Ryan, stick to your fucking guns,
all
right?
Have you not watched all the videos that Steven's done?
No, a lot of people haven't.
What?
Sorry.
Well, go fuck yourself.
I just think sometimes, like, if you would avoid a meal just because it's got a bit of courgette.
Do you know what?
Mushroom.
I don't like roasted veg, and then I got a meal with roasted veg the other day, and I just ate it because I was hungry.
Yeah. Because we're grown up.
I wouldn't rule out a whole meal because of one little bit of veg. But fair
would you
enough,
eat a meal that had shit
I didn't realise I didn't.
Would you?
Don't listen to him, mate.
It's got a little bit of shit in, it's fine,
sorry,
isn't it?
I'm sorry.
You're Peter Pan.
Peter
Saucy Pan.
This is more personal for me.
Sauce Pan, it's a thing. Look it up.
I don't like stripes on clothes.
It's a pan on his head.
Change your fucking life, man.
And what are you, young man?
I'm Peter Saucepan.
Have you never heard of a saucepan before?
Well, I have heard of a saucepan.
Well, well done. You're mocking me for saying saucepan.
No.
These are saucy pans.
Yeah. Saucy pans. Yeah, boy.
What were you saying, Ryan?
This is, like I said, it's personal for me. I don't like stripes on my clothes.
Fuck me. Stripey jumper. Yes. Get fucked.
No, I wasn't thinking it was stripey
jumper. This striped jumper cunts that won't eat vegetables.
You know when it's like loads of thin ones?
I don't wear stripes either, to be fair. That,
oh, wow.
That
way. Yeah. Just I don't wear stripes. Just not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Not a fan of your forehead, mate.
Brilliant. Original.
Don't like stripes, mate. That's original.
Stripes in it, mine.
Yeah.
Stripey fod.
Stripes.
Yeah.
People that don't like going on holiday. Holidays are bloody lovely. Why wouldn't you want to go abroad?
You could. It's a bit rich, isn't it? Like.
All right, just like weekend breaks or...
Yeah. Not been on holiday for 7 years.
Yeah.
Go fuck
too busy
yourself.
At home wearing a striped jumper and avoiding vegetables.
Are you fucking kidding?
Of course,
you
had someone in the room.
Say so.
Last time I went on holiday was to LA fucking like 15 years ago.
No one likes a bragger.
I didn't know that.
What the...
Coming to Spain, Max.
Do they have courgettes?
Most likely, Max.
No.
Damn.
Okay. Still got two more.
Yeah, come on, let's go for the fourth. Come on.
I would never name my kids with a one syllable name.
Max. Go fuck yourself, Ryan. Are you fucking kidding? That's my parents in the fucking bit now, isn't it? My brother's called Zach as well.
I've insulted a lot of people there. But just... me personally, you know, you get a bit creative.
Yeah, fucking morons. Unimaginable.
One syllable is a bit.
Yeah.
You fucking add one more to it, short. Ryan, yeah?
I'm adding two.
Let's call him Max and stick him in a stripe jumper.
Torture him with a courgette until he...
until he doesn't want to go on holiday.
We didn't breastfeed him, we just gave him pureed courgette.
So sorry.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Sam.
Samuel,
isn't it?
Yeah, but I just.
Are you Max?
No, just Max.
So, I would just like. I'm
glad you're not my fucking dad.
Cool. You're Thomas.
Ryan.
Ryan, yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
God.
And last but not least, I fucking hate tie-dye t-shirts.
No, what's the actual one? Come on.
Okay. The actual one was people that look like they smell but don't.
All right, let's just fucking move on, please. You fucking dopey twat. How fucking dare he? Karma, instant karma, baby.
That hurts so much, we can't stop laughing.
It did hurt so much, and I can't stop laughing.
What about people that like this smell and doom? You want to try sitting over it?
Stinky twat. Oh, yeah. Tom Stinky Looney. I'm
spend a week in this chair.
Oh, the water pigs
are back. I'm sorry, Max. I'm sorry. Oh. I love you, really. You know I do.
I love you too, Ryan.
Well, now, Max, you can get him back with your segment. Punish him with this, yeah?
Yeah.
I've got a new jingle for it.
Oh, nice.
Shut up, I'm trying to watch the TV.
Nice, yeah. It's Telemax.
Yay!
Obviously, I'm now Gymshark athlete.
Yeah.
That comes with a lot of responsibilities. Athlete's buddy, man.
You're not wearing Gymshark.
Yeah.
Is this actually one of the...
No, mine's in the wash.
If you think it's obvious, no one's ever going to know.
Great news, guys. My agent got me a part in Superman.
Sick.
Nice one.
Yeah,
that's good. What as?
Yeah, Superman. Damn, it feels good to be a Gymshark rep. They're even renovating a trailer for me because my agent has got me some meaty roles befitting my athlete's physique. And he said he's got me something super. Probably Superman with these fucking guns, lol. And here I am, the studio's green room. Hello, every... Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hiya.
Are you here for the show?
Yeah.
The Superman one.
I can't remember what it was about, but it's not that.
It better fucking be. I ain't showing these guns for anything else.
They're ready for you now.
My time to shine. Huh. There's a lot more people here than I thought.
Welcome back to Super Size versus Super Skinny.
I've brought together 16 people with some truly terrible eating habits.
Him I get, but why the fuck am I here?
Oh, God.
Shut up. Why is my trailer locked? What renovations are you even doing?
It will need bigger fridges, wider doorways.
Remember, Max, you're a Gymshark rep. You're unique. Remember what the other athletes said when they saw you.
We're getting fatter.
No! They said I was unique, that they'd never seen someone like me before.
No, not in the gym.
Hey, you.
Hey, guys. Are you okay for water?
I could do with some, thank you.
Would you like sugar with that?
Just get on with the fucking show.
It's time for Super Size and Super Skinny to swap diets. The first meal is breakfast.
Oh, you're in for a treat, Tom. What's he getting?
Curry sauce, rice, chips and prawn crackers. A panini with cheese and ham and a pint of cola. Curry sauce with boiled rice, fried chicken balls, barbecue sauce, prawn crackers, a liberal sprinkling of salt and a pint of flavoured water.
And Gymshark's just let me go. Anyway.
Well done.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
I might start watching the TV again.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
What do you mean, what was I doing?
Don't bother playing the long run. maybe just shit on it. Yeah? Mm. Or maybe just get out.
Yeah?
Get out.
You want me to get out?
Bye.
I have to leave.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it in a different language for you?
Yes.
Piss off. Go on. I'm glad I punched him.
Yeah. Same.
I think psychically, I knew he deserved it. Maybe I'm just a bit aggressive.
Just annoyed at his shit quiff.
It's just one thing, you know. He finally makes his first joke in the podcast. Great.
Yeah.
And then after that, he's just ruining all the...
Yes, and.
Just hit my umbrella off the mic.
Sorry, who's this?
My name is Sean Lamp.
Sean Lamp.
What are you here to do today?
Oh, I'm here to read you some books.
Okay, nice. There's a lot of books in the room.
Yeah. Well, Sean, before we get stuck into that, what do you do, Sean?
For a living... Yeah. I'm a professional...
No, on a Sunday night.
Nice.
I'm a professional storyteller.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you...
Do you want me to tell you a short story?
Could you... Yeah, just... Could you improvise one? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. How old are you, Sean?
47.
Oh, it God. Shows.
All of a sudden,
why'd you have sunglasses on indoors? You P. Diddy?
No.
P. Diddy.
I'm blind.
Why does P. Diddy do it? He definitely did.
Why does your short story start
be
with
arrested.
And suddenly? And suddenly.
Okay, sorry.
Kind of need someone before it. Yeah. You know, I'll decide if okay. it's sudden.
Once upon a time.
This looks a bit
oh,
loose.
Oh, fuck me. Once upon a time.
you really
once upon
swearing.
A time. All of a sudden.
Sorry. Do the story start, oh, fuck me, once upon a time?
Not even original, to be fair.
Once
upon a time.
There was a tap
Avatar.
On the door.
There was a tap
Once
on the
upon
door.
A time.
What's the tap doing now?
There was a tap.
Oh, it's very good. I mean, the right question
that's
to be
in the wrong yeah. place.
You know, because I'm sure you know, is when you come up with these stories, yeah. the audience is thinking, yeah. what's going on there? I love how you've got us yeah. on the line straight away. Very
what's it connected
good.
To?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was
is
about
a
to make
tap?
A...
No, no, please keep going. Sorry.
But no, it was going to be a really good joke just before the story.
Joke.
Tom took it. Once upon a time...
Go on, Sean, sorry.
There was a tap on the door. And I thought, what a shit plumber.
Why are you swearing?
Yeah, well, my kid might be listening to this podcast.
That's, anyway, that's not a story. That isn't a story.
I tell mostly scary stories.
Sean, do you know the stresses of being a plumber? Do you know the hardship they go through? It is a tough job.
Yes.
How was that a scary story?
I want to know how he's made that mistake.
Or she.
Plan worked.
Yeah.
Well done, Sean. We got him.
Now who looks like a dickhead, eh?
Well, you.
It's definitely.
No.
We don't say dickhead.
Sorry, I've met a few plumbers in my time. They're
could
all
also
guys.
Be vagina.
I know
they can be
stories,
ladies.
Stories. That's all.
Sorry about
I
that.
I mostly tell very scary stories.
A female
stories.
Plumber, get in touch.
Yes, please do.
Please do.
Not for a job.
Yeah.
To man plumbing.
Not that we would go for a man for a job instead. Just,
no.
Don't need any plumbing.
We wouldn't pass you over because of that. Yeah.
Okay.
You're still here.
Would you like me to tell another story?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
Once upon a time...
Could we give you a word and you base it around that?
Yeah?
Yeah. yeah.
Come quat.
There you go.
Come twat.
yeah, go with it. You said come quat.
Come quat. It's like a little orange.
Oh.
Come quat. It's come quat.
Come quat. Yeah, come quat.
Come quat.
Come quat. Come quat over it.
We got him. Your plan worked.
Once upon a time, I was in a market in Cornwall.
What was it called? What time of year was it as well? I've always wanted to go to Cornwall, but I just don't know when.
Why are you in Cornwall?
Too busy in the summer.
Once upon a time, on a July morning in Cornwall,
nice.
I went to a market called the Vegetable Market.
Oh, they don't have courgettes.
Oh.
Do you not like courgettes?
I bet they do. I bet that's all they have.
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't even go. Wouldn't even go, to be fair.
So once upon a time, on a Sunday morning in July...
Why aren't you at church?
Sorry?
Good question, aren't you?
Sunday morning, should be at church praying God.
Not for me.
Sunday morning.
Not for me.
Sorry, Sean,
me.
I feel like I've interrupted you.
You may have interrupted me once or twice.
Sorry, so you're at the market. Right.
Fuck me. Cool. So I was at the market.
Fuck me at the market.
On a Sunday morning, on God's day.
I was at the market, and I went to get an orange... But it wasn't an
orange. A vegetable market.
It was imagine a neckerchief.
It was a cum squat. And I thought, squat. This makes
a cum squat. A cum squat. A vegetable market.
Is it for a thigh?
I'm looking for an orange. Well, you're in the wrong place. So.
I'm doing my cum squats down in Cornwall.
I've never seen someone storm out quite that quick.
No.
That's a shame. I was really enjoying that story.
You did. He stormed out. You proper stormed out.
Thing is, you know, I was compelled by the story.
Yeah. A little bitch.
There's so much to it, you know.
God. I hope it doesn't go around school.
No, God, no.
Foul language.
Yeah. A professional. Just because you say you're a professional.
I don't even know. Is it Sean something? Sean Lamp.
Sean Lamp, yeah. Odd name. Clearly hiding something with that name.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's...
I come back in now.
No, Sean. Fuck off.
All right.
Yeah.
No, mate.
Calm down.
Proper I'm fine.
Oh, good.
I'm absolutely fine.
I'm still having some good content.
Oh, yeah, man.
At this point in the podcast, I'm tired, I'm hungry, low on energy.
We want something loony.
Okay. Loony.
Some loony. 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 Loony.
This might be useful for you on your new venture now.
Loony.
Okay.
Loony.
You know, obviously, you're kind of loony. Going from a perhaps not the healthiest part of your time in your life.
Interesting.
Now a Gymshark athlete.
What was the healthiest time of your life?
As a young boy, maybe, when my parents were cooking me stuff. I'm probably healthier now than I have been in the past.
Fair, yeah.
I didn't eat a lot of potatoes recently, though.
The top everyday foods, top 10 everyday foods.
Superfoods?
The worst for
me. Oh.
The absolute rotters.
Could we guess, could we all get one guess for something on there?
Yeah.
Well, the other day my mum said, is like donut an option, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
She was saying they're terrible. I'm going to go for worst foods. I'll see if my mum's right. Donuts.
Crisps.
God, some meat of some kind. Maybe like red meat, beef. Big beef.
Red meat, beef.
Close. Donuts are absolutely on there.
Wow!
White flour, vegetable shortening, white sugar, just deep fried. It's
Mother knows best.
Yeah, calorie-wise, absolutely horrendous.
God.
But why does she tease me with them? You'll never get these.
Crisps are the worst.
Yeah,
the absolute worst. Because I mean, I guess it's the portion size. Like it's stupid amount of calories just for a small.
Yeah.
What about nuts? Nuts are good fats though.
Yeah, the only thing on here that isn't a single food is just anything deep fried. It's just the act of deep frying is just avoid all things. You know, it's.
It's air fryers now. They're good. Yeah. Joe was showing an air fried potato.
Oh, I've not used one.
Yeah, they're fun.
Wow. Yeah. I guess you don't need the oil, do you?
No.
No.
Yeah.
What have we got here? We've got margarine.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Margarine. Oh. Yeah, that's
deep fried margarine.
Because to make it stay in a block, like the more it stands up on its own, the worse it is because it's full of trans fats. That's what you come for. Yeah.
Cancel.
So butter is better for you than margarine. Much better.
What about the flora stuff?
It's better if it's in a tub because it's not packed with as many trans fats. So if you're buying like a margarine block, that's just like one of the worst things you can eat.
Worse than the Soviet bloc, is that a thing?
Yeah, that is. Well done.
Much worse. Fizzy drinks, soda, just like the most empty calories you can possibly get. And, you know, diet soda drinkers.
You're on Coke there.
Need to be careful too. Yeah, they're not getting away with it. White bread, might as well just eat a bag of sweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't go well with ham though.
No. And of all white bread, they say the worst one. One of the worst things you can have for breakfast is a bagel.
I like bagels.
Yeah. But obviously, there are healthier bagel options that you can get. There's
just have half
healthier options of all these things. There you go.
I used to get this big jar of peanut butter and just eat that sometimes.
Yeah,
on there.
Stephen's peanut butter.
Was all right. I had a big jar of peanut butter at home,
I used to go through it.
Stephen, it was full one. I didn't go to it for a few weeks, and it was completely empty. Stephen had been. Under the cover of darkness.
Yeah. I do a daylight.
Sneaking into the kitchen.
Did you like spoon it in your mouth or just?
Stuck my dick in it. Yeah. Got your mum to try.
You used to fuck it.
Really good.
She loved it.
Really good. Fuck you.
She had a look out of your dad's ass.
And he hated it.
Peanut butter and jam, that's what we called it.
Jamming peanut butter somewhere. That's what you get for saying my name.
Dad's
shit.
Dad's mate. That's what he's all about.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Farmed, you'd have a slice of white bread.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't we have like one episode where my parents don't get dragged into this since I'm
your name shit.
I didn't drag them in, they walked in.
We've got a jar of peanut butter.
So that was Tom Looney.
Yeah,
Looney. For audio listeners, Ryan is beating up Stephen.
Try
unwarranted.
Yeah.
Let's have a put it to the max. Burn it to the max.
To the max. Burn it to the max.
No. Hello, Stephen, Max, Tom. Not here. And Ryan. I'm a big fan of the podcast and was wondering if you could give me some advice. I'm currently a fresher at Warwick University, living in student accommodation with no fellow fresher in my block.
Oh, that's awful.
I really want to go to freshers' events, but I've no one to go with, as I know no one, and the people in my block have no interest in going. As people who have been to uni, what advice can you give me in my situation?
Fucking demoed, lad.
You sent this 6 weeks ago during freshers.
Yeah.
Whoops.
That's a hard one.
So I was in a similar situation when I started. So I, you know, there'll be Facebook groups for the block you're on, just general student Facebook groups. Just post. I mean, don't worry about it. So anyone out tonight, I'm in a flat, no one else is going out. looking to join.
Just go, any fellow steetards out there? Yeah,
no one's going to think you're a loser. You know,
like, yeah.
Not everyone.
Not everyone. Well, people in his room, aren't
they? Yeah.
Well,
maybe Jenny from the block.
Well, maybe, you know, course group chats.
Of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He's probably done that.
Did you go out for freshers?
I did.
Did you go in for freshers, you bloody lunatic?
Still do, don't you?
Have a bottle of water.
yeah. First big night out, Tiger.
Yeah.
No one was there from our course, though.
Don't worry about it, it's fine. It's not, it's not what you're there for.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
We're busy bitching about you.
Do you even need to go with people, you know?
I said, just run around.
Yeah.
Just get really drunk.
Yeah. Go to the club and just run around. Club. Just run around.
Take a red cup.
Yeah.
Meet people.
Run my own juice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, don't. You know.
Yeah, don't. Just, you know, enjoy yourself.
So, yeah, I just walk around saying, I thought this was Warwick Davis University.
Nice.
I'd love to go.
Yeah.
You
could teach.
Would he teach every class?
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm overworked. Grow up.
God.
God.
I didn't mean that.
God. Didn't.
No, I didn't think you did.
No,
I didn't.
Just a little joke.
Conscious.
A little joke.
Oh, Ryan. Yeah.
Sorry.
Just a little slip.
Get out.
I can't.
Get out, please.
You can't.
Because you knew what you were doing.
I'm really not blocking you.
Thank you. See you later.
Don't speak to anyone.
Later, but you need a timeout. Terrible. Sorry about that, guys.
Back to the question at hand. God. What do you think, Tom?
Fine. Look.
Fight.
You want to fight people?
No. Fine. God.
Fight club. Start a fight club.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, realistically, the people that you go out with on freshers, you might not even end up being friends with. A lot of people aren't. So.
Lovers.
Yeah.
So don't even worry about it. You know, you'll meet people on your course. It's like, freshers is, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't hang out with anyone that I went to freshers with.
Cheers.
We were at the freshers.
Yeah.
You were sort of off your face, throwing pills at me, saying, God, take one, you virgin.
Yeah. I was so cool.
I ran off.
He was such a little loser. He didn't take one.
I ran off.
Got
a super dry polo covered in muck.
We all laughed.
The one time I wore white. Do you want to come back, Ryan?
Yeah.
I don't know why he does. So there you go, Jack. Don't wear a super dry polo, I believe, is the advice there. God, I've only got one question left. It's the final question. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors, or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Ancestors.
Ooh! More like incestors, am I right, guys?
Yes, bad genes, man.
Shag them all.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be quite cool to... I mean, either way, it was quite cool, but ancestors... I'm quite into my history anyway. Quite like to learn more.
Would you be disappointed?
In general.
Well,
probably.
You know, if you go back there... when you go back there, they'll behave how they do behave. Most like, yeah, oh, you. Like that.
Yeah.
I speak to you like that.
Maybe.
And they're shitting in the bucket, throwing out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'd just quite like to see where I came from.
Yeah. Your ma's fanny. I could show you a picture of that. Well, we all can if you subscribe to our own.
What would you do if you get there and all your family are just in a stinky room just fingering each other?
I'd be furious. I mean,
imagine that on Scrooge. It goes to Christmas best.
Proper stinky.
Incestible orgy. I would be very disappointed.
What are the odds?
No, take me back quick. It's too late.
I don't want to go home.
It's too late.
I want to stay.
Leave me here.
It's bad time.
I'll just have a go at them, I suppose.
What would you say?
What would you say? Should we role play?
Good idea. Well done, yeah. Okay,
why is this something I have to fucking role play? Fucking my great, you know, great.
So we'll be your ancestors.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you are.
Wibble wobble, wibble wobble.
Oh, you like that?
Do it. I wish there was something invented so I can record this for many years.
Oh, wow. You're
what do you want? So I'm just painting it. Oh, yeah.
Rub me for it. Harder. I'm a member of the Locke family from 2021.
Get your pants off.
Me and my daddy.
Why are you so shy?
I love this.
This is awful.
Who put peanut butter in my bum?
It's really awful.
Let's ration that. There's a war coming out here.
I feel like I've made a huge mistake and I should have gone to the future.
What are you on about?
What are you doing?
You talk shit.
No,
you smell like it too. Come here.
Get some of this down, you.
I'm leaving.
Hey, what's that?
Get out of here. Get out.
Oh, I suppose you want to have a go at us.
I really don't.
Oh.
Well.
Your bum needs prodding.
You don't scratch.
Let me in there.
This is a role play thing. You don't act.
Go on, Alan. Pin him down.
Rolls.
Oh, I'm at a nut.
Quick. Open up.
I suppose.
Oh, fuck me.
And we'll call that sperm Ryan.
Oh, wow. It was your parents the whole time.
Go, oh, wow.
You didn't go back that far.
Yeah. I can imagine if I went to the future, you would have role played something.
You went
similar.
Back to, you know, the kind of, you know, the 40s.
Sure. Okay, I'm going to the future.
I'm a doctor now.
Oh, thank God. Thank God Ryan's dead.
I killed him.
I didn't enjoy his prostate exams. He wasn't qualified, it turns out.
Covered in peanut butter.
Oh. Made it smoother in some ways. But the time it brought crunchy was a horrific evening.
Quite glad I live in the present.
Yeah. Should
we go to the present? Should we go to
the yeah, past? Yeah. Sure. This is the present, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've actually got a live stream with your parents right now.
Hello, son.
Or should I say lover?
Your dad's streaming peanut butter.
Get some of this up your ass.
Max, what about you?
You don't have any nut allergies, do you? It's some in your mum's hair. I would rather go to the future.
Yeah, would you?
I don't know, because you get to see the future as you get older. I'll go back. But I'd be more afraid of staying in the past. If
it's a difficult one for Ryan.
Yeah.
But none of it's like good, you know.
Mm. I don't think I'd enjoy seeing. I'll go to the future.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's good.
I guess the future, I could learn some stuff.
Yeah, learn it and then put bets on.
I imagine you're a fly in the wall.
Yeah. Could observe.
Yeah. Probably get swatted and stuffed up an orifice.
Or get struck by something.
Come at me, flycatcher.
Oh, no, it's gloopy.
Anyway, you've been watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Yay!
Ryan!
Oh, God.
Eminem and 8 Mile. Max Smith.
Hey. Come on, Tom.
Hey.
And Tom Looney. Hey. Stay safe. Stay humble.
Woo!
And ciao.